PMS? From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS Health Beat. Calcium and vitamin D are good for you in ways that science is still discovering. One researcher found women who had lots of each were less likely to develop premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Elizabeth Bertone Johnson of the University of Massachusetts at Amherst looked into it with support from the National Institutes of Health. Her findings were in Archives of Internal Medicine.
Women who consume the equivalent of about 4 servings per day of skim and low-fat milk, fortified orange juice, and other low-fat dairy foods such as yogurt had approximately a 40% lower risk of being diagnosed with PMS than women who consume these foods only about once per week or less.
And that's PMS severe enough to substantially interfere with a woman's life. Bertone Johnson isn't saying calcium and vitamin D can treat PMS, though, just that women who had high amounts at the start of her study were less likely to develop PMS later. HHS HealthSpeed is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.